Tonight's Big Brother 20 eviction recap is sponsored by our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water. I love the LaCroix Sparkling Water. It's a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water because it's a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyles. It's got zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. That means it's innocent. Plus, it's all natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. So many to choose from. There's 14 LaCroix flavors. Can you guess them? Okay, here they are. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit are the newest. They've got more flavors than Tyler has final two deals. Peach, pear, coconut, lemon, pamplemousse, lime, cran raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. That's the lineup. LaCroix family also includes the six LaCroix karate flavors. Pina fraise, pineapple, strawberry, Pombia apple berry, cerise lemon cherry lime, kiwi sandia, kiwi watermelon, Murray pepino blackberry cucumber, and melon pomelo cantaloupe pink grapefruit. LaCroix Karate, they have a bolder flavor too. Ooh, LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water is gluten-free as well, vegan and non-GMO. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check them out at LaCroixWater.com. And for a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. Coming to you live from my wife's childhood bedroom, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's ready to talk about a
hashtag shocker.
I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. I am Rob Cesternino here. And we are ready to talk about a Final Four here on Big Brother 20. Very happy to be back here on the podcast. It's been a minute since I was back here with you guys live. And I'm sure many of you guys have heard the news over the last week or so that my mother-in-law very sadly passed away. And so I have been with my wife and her family here over the last week. But very excited to be back here talking with you guys. And first off, I have to say, give a huge debt of gratitude to a man who filled in for me many nights, and they were not all exciting nights. And I appreciate all of the double duty, talking about Big Brother 20 even multiple times in a day. Thank you so much, Taryn Armstrong.
Of course. I am expecting protein bars, though, so I hope you brought them for me.
Sure. The least I can do. And of course, a man who I'm sure is so pumped up, still walking on air about a potential wrinkle in the plans of Level 6, Brent Wolgamont. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have been, it's amazing my energy since last night, Rob. We broke the story that JC had won HOH from someone who had been in the audience. Then the spoiler online Vegas had confirmed it, and then it all came true tonight. It was wonderful to watch. I loved his celebration, and as I tweeted, it was worth the last 4 weeks of misery just to get to see the look on their faces when he won HOH. I loved it.
Okay, so a lot to talk through with everything going on. Of course, we'll be back again tomorrow night to talk about the Final Four eviction as we will get down to our final three. So a lot of Big Brother going on here in the next 24 hours as we are 1 week away from finale night, from the Survivor premiere. So a lot to do. Hashtag RHAP. Very excited to be back with you guys. And of course, Nicole and I really appreciate it. We got so many nice messages from people thinking of us and thinking of Nicole and her family over these last few days, and it was certainly very appreciated, and thank you guys again so much for that. But let's talk about JC. Here we go, Taryn. First comp win of the season for JC. Now, full disclosure, so I was unspoiled on this, that I was, you know, I guess I fell into the bad habit of on the updates, it's all the same, there's no chance that this is going to go haywire. And I came in, I was listening to the LFC roundtable, I didn't finish it, I didn't listen to today's morning update, and I was sitting there and I was on the edge of my seat. Oh my God, JC had that 1 point advantage, and I was a nervous wreck through the whole thing, Taryn.
That's great. You know, some upside to being away is that you don't get spoiled on the outcome. And this must have been incredibly exciting, especially the way that they led up to this, where JC is talking about how he needs to win, and Casey is bragging about, like, we've won the last 10 competitions, we've won 18 competitions total, and JC's like, well, I'm screwed. And then his celebration was fantastic. Great stuff tonight.
Okay, so Brent, you said last night on the LC Roundtable, you wished for something to happen that you didn't see coming. Was this it?
Oh, 100%, assuredly. This was amazing. I mean, like, I knew this was a possibility, and Taryn and I had talked that this was his only shot. Like, Rob, let's be real. If he did not win this HOH, I think he was gone, because there's no way he's going to win the Final Four veto. It's just entirely too complicated. He doesn't know his days. He doesn't know what happened when in the Big Brother house. I think there's no chance for him to win the veto. So it was HOH or bust. And he got it. And when they both turned, I think they both, him and Tyler, both turned to true. And you heard the audience go, whoa, and they knew what was about to happen. It was great. And then I love Julie Chen Moonves. She was great. And how
LCM.
How she announced JCM. The winner. It was just just a great sense of timing and a great sense of television. And it all worked for me. Sorry, Level 6.
Yeah, so sorry, Level 6. Let's not go to the final three, because somebody from Level 6 is going home. Now, are there already spoilers on the veto and who has that? Or that's going to be when the feeds come back up, Taryn?
Yeah, no spoilers yet. I assume we'll know when the feeds come back up, but I don't know why we wouldn't have been spoiled beforehand. So I'm honestly not sure.
Okay. Interesting. So there's certainly some intrigue, and be sure to tune in to the live feed update if you want to hear discussion about that coming up tomorrow morning. But I guess so we'll get to JC and all the ramifications there. But this was something you guys were talking about it, Taryn. You talked about this a lot with Eric on Sunday night, about why vote out Sam instead of JC. And you know the Big Brother gods will punish you immediately when you make a mistake like that. The person that you should have voted out will go on to become the head of household. Taryn, if for some reason Tyler does not go on to win the game, JC does go on to win the game, how big of a blunder will we look back at not voting out JC at 5?
It's hard to say. You know, I think Sam could have won this as well. You know, I feel like it's not necessarily like that JC had a much greater chance of winning this competition. In fact, I think we even were saying that he'd have less of a chance because English isn't his first language. So I can't say it was definitively like this is such a terrible, terrible move. Obviously, in hindsight, I think it would have been better to have Sam. But then also just in general, I feel like if JC somehow wins the final three HOH and decides not to take Tyler, I think that's when we say it was definitely a bad move for Tyler to choose JC over Sam, because Sam would have chosen Tyler, where JC, who knows? So I think at that point we can say it's a huge, huge mistake. At this point, I think it's still kind of a somewhat minor mistake.
Brent, I just feel like that Sam doesn't even know what planet she's on. Even if she got to the final two, every single time that they've talked to Sam over the last 2 months, it's like one of these hostage videos where that she's just like talking, I am safe, that I am in perfect health. Please just answer the ransom and then I will be free, and feed my fish as well. Please don't let them hurt the fish. And for her over JC, who maybe now has a fire under him.
Yeah, well, a couple things. I think that Taryn is correct in that they viewed both of them similarly. They were both terrible at comps. I mean, Sam had at least won one competition. JC had won none. I know that she timed out in this veto, but he was also in fourth place. I mean, the other three members of Level 6 all beat him.
They really made it look like he had a shot at this thing.
Right?
Very deceptive editing.
But I think that ultimately the deciding thing was that Sam just got on their nerves, number one. They thought that JC had done more work for the Alliance and that he would be more bitter if he was voted out before Sam, as if he's not going to be bitter when he's voted out in fourth place anyway. They wanted to reward him. I mean, Taryn, I'm not wrong on this. They felt like a little bit more indebted to JC that he had done more work for their Alliance and Sam had been over here, you know, doing crafts. So they felt like, you know, let's get rid of her. Plus, they feared, I know this is what Tyler was thinking, that he knew that the Final Four HOH is a bit of a crapshoot. If Sam wins that, then she's in the Final Three, and she can certainly win Part One Endurance. So I think that he really feared that they would vote for her as a potential jury threat. So I agree with Taryn. Right now, it's a minor mistake. They can still fix it if they get to the Final Two, if he still wins. It could be a major turning point, though, if JC goes on to win the game.
Okay. Now, of course, at the Final Four here, the nominations mean very little. It's all going to come down to who wins the Power Veto. Taryn, has anything been spoiled in terms of who was on the block?
Yes, we do know who was nominated.
Okay. I could play.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I could play the spoiler song, but all right. Taryn is going to tell us who's on the block. If you really are super spoiler averse, then you can jump out now.
All right. There's your chance. JC has nominated Angela and Tyler, with Angela being his target. I would assume that he plans on keeping Casey off the block if he wins the veto, in the hopes that she will evict Angela. So that is the goal. JC is trying to get Angela out of the house.
Okay. During all of this time where JC ended up being put up on the block, and Tyler with "How much do you trust me?" that has JC lost faith, Taryn, in Tyler at this point, or does he still believe that, yes, we've been working together this whole time and he just happens to be, you know, tempted by a showmance?
I think he's lost faith. I think that, you know, when the Brett thing happened, I was saying that I thought how JC would react is that he would think, I can't trust Tyler, but he's still my best shot. And that's basically exactly what he said in the diary room. I think he's done with Tyler on a trust level, but he may still feel like Tyler is my best chance to win the game potentially over Casey. I'm not exactly sure in terms of taking him to the Final Two, but certainly in terms of, like, I've been working with Tyler for so long, he's the only person I can really even try to connect with. So, you know, there's that. I think it's more out of necessity than out of trust at this
point. Yeah, I'd agree with that. And remember, Rob, that JC's view of the game, his perception of the game, is not reality. JC thinks that he's been controlling Tyler most of this time, that he's another big dumb puppet of his, and that they have been running the game in the middle against, you know, playing both sides against the other, while he was unaware that Tyler was tied to one of those sides and was effectively playing him. So his view of it is like, look, if I go to the Final Two with Tyler, at least I can say, hey, I was controlling him, I was managing him, I can at least make him do what I want. That's how he views Tyler in many ways. So I feel like he does think that Tyler is his necessity at this point, but I agree that he's lost trust in him.
Okay, Brent, Level Six with me here for a minute. Okay,
all right,
are we rooting for a JC win?
No, I'm really not. I had to check myself earlier today.
What do you want to happen?
I got what I wanted. This is what I wanted, honestly. I got what I wanted. I wanted them to hit a roadblock. I'm really sick. I mean, they've got really complacent, and really, it's really just overbearing listening to them brag about how great they are, and their, you know, final, the people on Twitter that, you know, name a more iconic Final Three, I'll wait. Well, you're still waiting because they're not the Final Three.
Mad at that tweet.
I'm so mad. Yeah, that person, just sit down, take a seat. Anyway, so I'm over them gloating, and I was over, like, Casey and they really turned it on for this episode. They know, I think, you know, the producers are in sync with what the audience is feeling, and they're in sync with what people like me and my mom, like, my mom's a casual, she's so over them. She's like, you know, can anything please, just, she wants a shake up. That's all she wants. But in the end, I do not want a JC win. I was reminded how much I hate JC, like, you know, about 2 weeks ago. I can't stand him. He's an utterly detestable person. There's a reason why production, as JC noted in his final plea, that production has said, do not lay a hand on Tyler, because they've had issues with that. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to win the game. I'm just glad that Casey, Tyler, and Angela have to face their mortality.
Okay, so who do you want to win?
I don't know. I don't really get into it. It's an odd situation. Last year, I was definitely rooting for Josh the entire way. I'm not rooting for anybody. I'll say this. If Angela wins the veto and cuts Tyler, I'll root for her. I mean, I want to find somebody to root for, okay? If that could happen, that would be great. I would love an ice queen like that that just took her showman to crush the heart. That would be great. But I don't know if that's a possibility or not. It may be, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if Tyler ends up winning after all of this, I'll look back and say it's a really freaking amazing season. But I got what I wanted, and I feel pretty comfortable with a JC, a likely, we don't know anything yet about the veto, a JC, Casey, Tyler final three, I think would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's tricky. Taryn doesn't let his focus give him a rooting interest, right?
I mean, I root for the I would love to see Tyler or JC. I think they've been the two best players of the season all season long. So I'd be happy in terms of a good player winning the season for either of them. I think they'd both be really good winners. I'd be pretty pleased either way with that in that regard.
And I agree with that. I think that Rob, I think JC would be a great winner. He's just not a great person.
Okay. I have nothing against Tyler. You know, I've sort of been resigned to that Tyler's going to win most of the season. But I have to say, I hate Tangela. Tangela is the worst. Tangela, in my opinion, I think is the worst showmance in the history of the show because they've had longevity and they're so boring. They are the worst. That everything is, oh, Schmoopy, I think I'm in love with you. No, I think I'm in love with you. They are terrible. They think of the great showmance. I'm not anti-showmance. That there are interesting showmances and that they have, you know, that you can love to hate them or whatever. They're just so boring. Oh, Tangela. I'm sorry if I'm a little salty about Tangela, but if you think about like the iconic showmances, like you have where okay, it was like Brendan and Rachel were great because not only would they be fighting with everybody in the house, they'd also be fighting with each other. It was very there's a lot of drama there. And Jeff and Jordan, you had like sort of funny moments where she would be like you know, not really understanding things, and he is right. Explaining. And they had like little meet cute things. But what does Tangela have? They're so boring, and they don't even nobody better get in between me and my man. Like they're not even like together fighting against the house. It's just like they're in like in a room together, like, oh yeah, you're cool, oh, I think you're good. And we've been getting this for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
sorry, I've had this pent up.
They're trying to keep it secret. That's the problem. All these other showmancers you're talking about were all in the open. They're trying their best. They think they're fooling everybody, Rob. Seriously. They were up in the HOH room 2-3 nights ago saying, I can't wait until everybody finds out about us. And of course, everybody basically knows. But they refuse to go public. And in doing so, they become really boring because they won't show anybody else what
they're
doing.
So boring.
I know. I'm with you. I feel nothing. Part of it's that Angela can't decide what she is. I'll say this. I feel like Angela is miscast because she doesn't know what she is. Is she an ice queen? Is she, you know, a love goddess? Is she in a showmance? What is she? I don't know what she is. Is she a professional athlete? Is she a pole vaulter? I mean, like, who the hell is she? At least I know something about KC.
I liked when she talked about what everybody smelled like, Taryn. That was the last thing she did that I was interested in.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was the ice queen, and her heart has melted for Tyler. Yeah. That's the storyline.
And I don't want to single Angela out too, because Tyler is boring too. He's also boring. That he's like he was funny or he was good. And I said this in the chat in one of your live feed updates, but he was like a great straight man with all of the other crazy characters in the sitcom that was BB20. But now he's got a spinoff where it's like the Joey show. and he is just like in this terrible sitcom with, it's just like, oh, will they or won't they? And then here's the wacky next door neighbor. Let's go. Come on. Yeah, let's go to the store. And it's just, the three of them are the three most boring people in the whole world together.
That's why we've not been rooting for them. That's why I was rooting for the Fauté people, who were interesting, and they were terrible, but we love them because they were interesting. This is the reason I've never liked Level 6, because they're boring. They're just boring, and they get their way all the time. That's the thing that really drove me crazy, is that they haven't had to face any adversity. Like, literally, the time Angela was talking about this, so they do a thing on social media where they ask the HOH questions, and they ask Angela her favorite moment in the house. She's like, well, the time that Haley put me on the block with me and Casey, and we had to win either the hacker, or we had to win both the hacker and the veto, and we did. It was so iconic, the finish. And I'm just like, that was 4.5 weeks ago. No one remembers, except for me, because I'm so bitter about it. And you're boring. Like, but since then, they have not had to face any adversity, because Fessy went and nominated one of his own alliance members, and then they've run the table since then. So they've just had an easy time. I mean, Tyler must think, wow, this Big Brother game is really easy, because things just go my way when I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I've had that bottled up for a while.
I'm totally with you.
I think since around Victor and Nicole's engagement, I think I've wanted to get that off my chest. I'm so out on Tangela. And if anybody over at CBS, and believe me, they got a lot to think about right now over there. They got a lot of problems, and Tangela is the least of them. But if anybody is thinking of putting Tangela on another show, Taryn, they've got they got a hole in their head. Tangela is just TV kryptonite.
I guess so. I mean, I agree. I don't think they're very compelling together, but I guess I'm not quite as passionate as you two.
Well, I just don't think we've ever had this before in Big Brother US, where this is like if Shelley and Clay got to the final two in a season, and thank goodness it looks like they won't. But I mean, it's just been too much with Tangela.
Yep, I'm with you, Rob. I feel like their boringness multiplies when they're together. Like the fact that they're two relatively boring people, and Tyler is not. He's a no drama, you know, kind of person himself. So when you put them together, then they just multiply their terribleness and their boringness, and it's really freaking awful.
Like we've been on a terrible double date here for the last couple of weeks with Tangela. So all right, so it's unfortunately, though, we will not get the ending that some of us hope for, Brent, where somebody from Tangela broke up with the other one.
There's possibilities. Yeah,
there's possibilities.
There is. Well, first of all, Tyler wins the veto. Remember, he has a ironclad final two with Casey, the Coast to Coast Alliance. They made it on day three, I think.
That's a dumb alliance name. Also, I just want
whatever. Fine, okay. I know. I agree, but that's their name.
Sorry,
and they have been with it since the beginning. They think they're Cody and Derek. That's what Casey thinks. She can't wait to meet Cody and Derek. And she's unaware that she's
like any of us would feel the same way.
I know. I put the it's CBS's lot that they keep showing the house guest BB16. That's why she's so hyped about meeting Derek and Cody. For God's
Let's
sake.
Go meet my brother Cody.
Yeah. I think there's a great possibility that if Tyler wins HOH, I'm sorry, if Tyler wins the veto, that he's going to, because he's going to have to choose between my showman's, the girl I said I love you to, and the girl that I have an ironclad final two with, that they have been harping on since the beginning. They talk about it all the time in the live feeds. It's us to the end. So he's going to have to make, he's voting if he wins the veto. That's the problem for Tyler.
Okay.
Tyler did not want to vote. He wanted to be HOH. That way he would not have to vote this week. But now if he's safe, that means he's voting.
Yeah.
He's going to have to break somebody's heart.
Okay. If Tyler was to be in this situation and have the power of veto, what does he do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a coin flip. I think it could go either way. If I had to guess, I would say he probably evicts Casey, but It could very. I am not confident about that guess at all.
And he should. He should evict Casey.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. But we don't know, because the last thing we heard from him in terms of his plans was he was planning on taking Casey. Every time he talks to Casey, he's talking about the final two. He's reassuring Casey all the time. He never reassures Angela, which would make you think that, you know, all the evidence is kind of pointing in that direction, but all of the common sense points in the other direction. Plus the evidence of like, I love you,
right,
also points in the Angela direction. So it's like, it's very, very confusing.
Brent, could you explain to me Tyler's logic of why he wants to take KC to the final two?
It was odd. We got to listen to him in the diary room tonight and say, I thought he was going to say, I want to sit next to level six because they've done exactly what I've done and my social game will prevail. That's not what he said, though. He said, I want to sit next to level six member because I want to show the jury that I'm not afraid of big competition. What exactly did he say, Taryn? It was something like that. Like, I'm not afraid to sit next to somebody who's also won competitions and got their hands dirty or something like that.
AKA, he wants to be Woo. Like, I don't understand this logic. It's really dumb logic.
Whoa, Tyler is a great Big Brother player.
Yeah, I mean, he should want to take his showmance to the end because he has an advantage that so many other people in the Big Brother game don't have. He had somebody come back from the jury to explicitly tell them, you know what, the jury is, they are hot with Angela right now. They are so pissed off at her. They will never vote for her. That's Scotty told Tyler this. He knows that Angela is hated by the existing members of the jury at the time that Scotty came back into the house. And he still somehow wants a final two with Casey and has been harping that. Now, he may ultimately betray Casey and keep Angela in the house. That's a possibility. Taryn thinks it's probably more likely than not. I'm unsure about it. However, if he does betray Casey at the final four here, I can't imagine what she will feel. I mean, he's just, to me, he's burning final twos left and right. And in consequence, he's burning jury votes. Now, he had a final two with Sam, and he had a final two with Brett, and both of those are now gone. Now, Sam will forgive him. Brett, I don't think so. And I'm still, if he burns Casey, I just think that there's a problem where it builds up and they're all going to look at each other and say, he made final twos with all of us. Like, we're not going to give it to him, you know? So,
but let Casey be burned. How many people will vote for Angela, Taryn?
I agree. I don't think he needs to hammer it home as much as he's doing right now, but maybe he's feeling me, Taryn.
I think he needs to, because he could be voted out. Like, this is you should be hammering it. Like, I would much rather risk losing Casey's jury vote than risk Casey sending me home at final four. That is, especially when the other option is Angela, the easy goat to win, it should be an obvious decision for Casey. He needs to hammer this home to make sure she does not kick him out here.
I mean, Tara, in all seriousness, okay, so if he votes out Casey at four and he gets to the final two with Angela, how many votes does Angela have on the jury?
It might be zero. The audience is currently predicting zero votes for Angela. They think in the roundtable forms that we put out, they see Angela as dead last for every single juror, that she would not get a single vote sitting next to anybody in the final two.
Angry Casey?
I think there's a chance that she could get Casey's vote. I think there's a chance that she could get, you know, maybe somebody's mad enough.
Casey will be really mad because once you tell Casey, let's go somewhere, and then you don't go, there's no coming back from that. Well, you can't unlet's go Casey.
I could see JC voting for Angela if he was mad enough at Tyler. I could see Casey voting for Angela if she's mad enough at Tyler. And I could see Bailey voting for Angela if Tyler doesn't apologize.
We're grasping to get to three votes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
However, I will say that Angela is no dummy. I've been hearing from the Spoiler Online Vegas that Angela is aware that her goodbye messages and her general demeanor with the jury might be a problem. However, she...
Oh, really? Oh, well, we didn't need Vegas the Spoiler to tell us that, Doctor.
Well, here's the thing. Vegas the Spoiler is saying that Angela thinks it's a good thing for her.
Well, she was
so honest in her goodbye messages.
She did not say it was a good thing. She said it could be a good thing. She's trying to spin it where, look, hey, at least I... Basically, she's trying to be like a version of me where, like, I might say like really crappy things, but at least I'm blunt and honest. She's like, well, at least I was honest and I didn't blow smoke up your butt. Unlike this loser over here, Tyler, who was telling you everything you want to hear and voting you out. You know, at least you knew I was a snake. You didn't know he was a snake. That's what she said, according to Vegas.
She's Vegas says DR asked if she is worried about her goodbye messages. She said yes, but it showed that I played the game and didn't lie in the goodbye messages, and she thinks that will help sway the jury. So I think she sees it more as a positive than a negative. And then later Vegas says that she thinks her comp wins. Her honest goodbye messages and a big move could seal over.
If only Danielle Reyes would have thought of this. So, yes, I hurt your feelings in the diary room, but at least I was honest. I said what I meant.
Well, at least she's got a plan. Hey, I'm glad she's got a plan. I'm glad she's like, well, okay, this is a problem. I can't just walk into the jury and let them walk all over me. I need to have a plan about how to fight back if I'm going to win this game. And you're right. We are struggling to get to at least 3 votes. I have problems getting her to 5. But given how many votes Tyler's burning, I feel like that she could win. And her best hope is, number one, that she's able to hang her hat on that local. Like, hey, you knew I was a snake. You didn't know he was a snake. Number two, hopefully the jury believes, and some of them do believe this right now, that she has been manipulating Tyler. That it's the other way around. That she's actually the one pulling the strings and that he's been doing her bidding.
All right, now we're on to something here. Okay, so we've talked about this in the traditional way of Angela getting to the end. Almost no chance here. But Taryn, in the scenario where Angela gets to final three and she pulls the John party on Tyler, she votes out Tyler at the final three, could that somehow endear her to all those people that Tyler burned along the way? Is that the thing that unlocks the Angela winning the game?
No. Because she'd be sitting next to JC, and
that's,
I think, JC beats her handily. Yeah. JC is the underdog. They'll talk about, like, JC, who has been the manipulator all season long, somehow convinced Angela to cut her own showmance and take him to the end so that she could lose to him instead of lose to Tyler. And I think JC definitely wins that. If Angela wants to make a move and win some respect, I think she needs to cut Tyler at final four
now,
and then take Casey to the end. That might get her some respect, although I still see Casey as the more likely winner in that scenario.
Yeah, she's in a really tough spot, Rob. I agree with you. I think, and she's aware of this too. The Vegas tweeted out that she's aware that maybe getting rid of Tyler is the coup that she needs in order to win the game, that it would be seen as a big move. The problem is now that JC's in the final three. He's going to be there on finale night. If she gets rid of Tyler, who's she going to be sitting next to? JC. JC, you know, Brett's now told the jury all about level six. They know that JC's not a part of it, that he was just basically being used by them, and now they're going to get rid of him. If JC ends up in the final two, I think everybody votes for JC. She would have to have a sterling final two speech to even get like 2 votes against JC, and I don't see 5.
And actually, like, thinking about it, the jury expects her to evict Tyler at final four. So I actually think it's better for her to evict Casey at final four and take Tyler to the end. I feel like that actually wins her more respect, because there's more of a chance that the jury will be bitter against Tyler, and then, you know, she'll have less of a sort of non-bitter versus bitter.
Yeah.
And also because, like, the jury right now thinks that that Angela is more loyal to Casey than she is to Tyler. And so if she evicts Tyler, that's actually not making a big move in the jury's eyes. That's, for them, par for the course. That's what they expect. So they're not going to see it for the big move that it is, unless they have a huge respect for Tyler, which I don't think they do yet. And even if if this happened, I think they would go, oh, I guess maybe if we were starting to get respect for him, we've now lost it because he just got evicted by his own showmans. And I think that they credit Casey for, like, wow, Casey got Angela to evict Tyler over her own showmans over her. I think she's kind of locked into the Tyler final two at this point. And she has to just hope that Tyler burns enough bridges along the way that she is able to say, look, I let it's hard to even, you know, get
here's the thing.
Her speech,
she needs to hope that Tyler wins the final four veto and the final HOA. She needs to hope that Tyler wins the veto, evicts Casey, burns that bridge, that's a vote for her. He wins the final HOH, evicts JC on finale night, and takes Angela to the final two. I think there is a way that she could get to 5. But, I mean, make no mistake, her road to winning Big Brother is the hardest out of everybody by far, and it's because of her own actions, not because of anything else.
Okay. Now, can JC beat Tyler, Taryn?
Yes, I think so. You know, we went over votes on the roundtable. I think that he has a storyline. Disregard everything he's done for the entire season and just say he wasn't put on the up on the block until the double eviction, and he didn't win a single competition until the final four. And then he won two competitions to get himself into the final two, despite the fact that this massive level six alliance that had dominated the entire season was up against him and they had won 18 competitions. That story alone, I think, gets him the win against Tyler. Add on to the fact that he has done a lot of good work throughout the season, where he can pad his resume with various things. And it does make it a lot of what he did look intentional in terms of throwing competitions and doing what he did in order to make it further. He has the underdog factor and the strategic factor. And there are people on the jury that do genuinely like him as a person as well. So I think he has a lot of things going for him. Obviously, there are some things going against him in terms of he hasn't owned his game in his goodbye messages yet. He has pissed off some of the jury members, but I do think he can beat Tyler, and I think he's actually the favorite against Tyler.
Oh, Brent, wouldn't that be the most Big Brother 20 thing to have happen?
Oh,
where the crazy thing at the end, the swerve where JC wins the game?
I mean, and none of us saw it coming. I mean, I was ready to call him fourth place and congratulations, girl, bye. But no, he has a chance to win because he's in the final three. He's going to play in the final HOH competitions, and he can certainly win part one. He can certainly win part three. I mean, those are crapshoots. Mm-hmm. People have tried to throw them and accidentally won. I mean, for heaven's sake, there's a total chance that JC could be the winner of Big Brother. In fact, I think it's actually, like, I won't call it likely, but I put his chances like far more than I ever would before. Like, again, he had to win this. He won. Now he's got a shot to win. Mm-hmm. And I like his chances. I'm really bummed that I didn't buy any JC stock when we were buying and selling yesterday.
Taryn, do you think that Brent will relinquish the draft title for this year if JC wins, because he has been so openly against JC?
I mean, clearly that's what he has to do. I think that's,
that would be the honorable
the
thing.
Sorry.
It's what I would have done if Sam won.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true. Well, you would have had to. That was just like sheer embarrassment. Like, I mean, you had the first pick in the draft and you're out first. I mean, come on.
Yes. Okay, so we'll see. So look, this was great. At least we have some intrigue here going into this final week.
We do. We have some intrigue. We don't even know what JC would do if he won the final H. Would he take Tyler to the end? Would he take Angela as the sure bet? I mean, Angela's sitting right there. JC knows the jury does not like Angela. He could look at Tyler and go, you know what? You burned me too much. I'm taking the easy win over here. Angela, also, we don't know what she would do if she won final four HOH. I'm sorry. Final four veto, or if she won the final HOH. I don't know what she would do. I have a lot more questions than I did maybe even 24 hours ago. Okay. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and I think it can't go underreported how effective JC has been in the game. Every time he loses one of his big dumb puppets, he immediately starts working on a new one, and he's been working on Casey pretty hard. Really
she's
driving
the new
home.
Big dumb puppet.
Yes, Casey is his new big. He's trying. He's doing his best.
He's
granted,
trying.
Casey is a difficult nut to crack. She's very, very loyal, but he's really hammering home the LGBT thing. Like, hey, we're, you know, us top two, the two of us, we can't beat these other people. He's really been trying, and I don't think it will work, but I do think he's making some compelling cases to her. And from what we have seen from Vegas, she is at the very least humoring him and telling him, yeah, we're good, final two, which is a lot more than she's done for the entire season. So
exactly.
He has, he's made a couple of cracks.
Let's
in that,
go
in that peanut. So
all right, peanut. All right, let's talk about just like a couple of other things from tonight. Brent, I really liked this competition. It was okay to watch on TV, but I was impressed with at least the production design that Big Brother put into the maze in the backyard.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
Compared to the Big Brother OTT maze.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm so bitter about that one. I'm so bitter about that one. I don't want to talk about it. Morgan's bitter about it, too, but she got the money, so who cares? I mean, look, I thought this was great. I even tweeted Heath, the producer of the show, because I thought it was so fun to watch. I disagree with you. I thought it came out very well on television. I know that they did some tricky editing, and I didn't care for that. I would have liked it to be a little bit more straightforward, but I understood why they had to do that. I thought it was very... But I respond well to stuff like that, fantasy and wizards and witches and things like that. That's right up my alley. Beyond that, though, I thought it worked well because they showed clearly, like, they lit up, like, who you had to go to next. Like, if you needed to get to the witches, they were lighting that up on the game board. They were lighting up the sword. So you knew... You could follow them around the maze. I thought it was very funny when Angela was like going around in a circle 5,000 times. I thought it was very telling though as well. Angela went around that thing, I think 6 or 7 times they showed her, and she still beat JC by like a minute. He must have, you could tell how bad he wanted it. I think someone on Twitter said because he was walking during the veto, Taryn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've had too many timed veto competitions this season. I'm not a huge fan of the timed ones. I feel like they don't lend themselves to intrigue as much. And you have to like watch one person at a time do the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
So I'm not as big a fan.
I got to be honest. I was eating during the veto. I was having a little bit of a hard time following the rules of like, hold on.
I even saw one update site tweet the wrong rules. So that shows you how bad it was. Yeah. But that part was maybe needs a little workshop, but I like the way it went.
Okay. And we're going to get to your questions in just a moment, but can we stop and talk very quickly with the Julie Chen Moonves for a moment? And Julie Chen Moonves, of course, very much in the news over these last couple of weeks. She announced that she was going to be officially leaving the talk. She has continued to be on Big Brother, made a lot of headlines on Thursday night when she signed off. Coming to you live from outside the Big Brother house, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. She was Julie Chen Moonves all night. Brent, do you think that Big Brother 20 is the last we will see of Julie Chen on Big Brother?
Yes, I do. I do not think that she's going to come back. Look, Julie Chen, I love her. She's a very talented woman. I do not think that, first of all, there's no other place for her at CBS. I don't think, from her perspective, I don't think she didn't want to work at the talk. Where's she going to go elsewhere at CBS? Okay. She's not going to be reading the news like she used to do. She wants to do something. She wants to use her talents more. Okay. So the only thing she would be doing is hosting Big Brother. Now, granted, they have a celebrity edition now, so that will take up a little bit more of her time, but she's there one day a week. And she's reading cue cards.
I'm not following what you're saying.
My point is that I think she wants more. I think she wants more, and I think she's not going to want to remain at Big Brother, because if she remains at Big Brother, then she can't go to another network. And I don't think she's going to want to just remain at Big Brother and just do that. So I think she's gone after this season. And I don't even know how the producers are feeling about Julie Chen at this point. But I hear from Vegas that they support her and everything. And I just think it's awkward for her to be at CBS considering the way things are right now. Through no fault of her own, I just think that she's probably going to want to move on for a clean slate and a fresh start.
So there have been reports that she does want to stay on as the host of Big Brother. However, there have also been reports that production is... maybe looking around, shopping around a little bit, just in case. So it's definitely a complicated situation. But the rumors are out there that people close to Julie Chen says that she wants to stay on as host. Whether or not she will, though, I think is another question.
Yeah, I think that's BS. I don't think she wants to stay on as host. I think she wants to move on.
I think she would. I mean, she must like being the host of Big Brother. She's been doing it for 18 years of being the host of the show. I do believe, I think that 1 week from tonight, I think that this will be the final episode of Big Brother hosted by Julie Chen. I do think that she will move on. Yep. I also think that the celebrity Big Brother may get put on a hiatus and the show, depending on how these things go. And of course, with this 24-hour news cycle, sometimes people have a short memory with these things. Maybe this will all cool down and by next summer, Julie Chen will be able to return to the show. But I just think that I believe Julie is going to be walking away from the public eye for a bit following the conclusion of Big Brother 20. Yeah. And I just I do not think that we will see her resurface on Big Brother. But
I agree with, as you often say, Rob, she doesn't need this aggravation. Why is she going to remain at CBS? I think that she can move on and do something else. She can, she can take a break, spend time with her family.
Podcast.
Exactly. Do what she wants to do. I'm nervous about who the potential host would then be of Big Brother. But
why are you nervous?
We can cross that bridge when we come to it. You know.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. what's to be nervous about? This is like who could screw up this job?
There's some people out there that I don't care for who'd want it, but I don't want to throw shade on a podcast like this.
Were they on Celebrity Big Brother?
Yes, they were. Okay. Yes, they were. They were there, and they made it far, Rob.
Yes. I mean, Taryn, don't you think that the host of Big Brother, that they could put almost anybody in that spot? How could they screw it up?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't care who the host of Big Brother is.
Who cares?
I did read that if they do end up changing, that they might be looking into a rebrand of the show, which is definitely an interesting thought.
Well, when you say a rebrand of the show, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Nervous. That's it's just the word rebrand I saw in one of the articles there.
If they put Celebrity Big Brother on hold, they could at least bring back Big Brother Over the Top. I mean, it's still on the CBS website. They just said it's on hiatus right now, or Yadis. So that you could have Marissa Jared Winoker host BBOTT. I'm so there.
Okay. All right. I'm sure that there will be more and more news to come on this. Let's get to some of your questions here tonight. All right. So let's start off with Edward Morris. Should you wave back to the people who evict you? Brent, do you have a take on this?
I mean, whatever. I just couldn't wait for her to get out of the house because I knew that JC won HOH and I wanted to see it.
Just sweatpants
over her.
My shoes.
Such a miscast. I mean, I don't understand how they thought this person was good for the show. I mean, is she interesting? Yeah, from the perspective
she's
of her.
She's not the person that they cast. She is a person that has been really has not held up well under the stresses of Big Brother Taryn.
No, and I think they knew that when they cast her. I think that they were. I think they bit off more than they could chew. I feel like they thought they could handle it, and then she got in the house, and they were like, "We cannot handle this."
But then Kaylin went and blew the puzzle, and they couldn't get rid of her because they're like, "We're already down a house guest." Yeah. So I think they just really put themselves in a bind. That also affected JC. There was a moment in time where they're supposedly, according to Vegas, the producers voted and let JC remain in the house because there had been some incidents with him, and they couldn't get rid of him because they were concerned about the amount of house guests they had left and how much time they had. So that saved a couple people this season.
Okay, let's take another question. This one is from Richard Bartley. If she does not win the veto, will the level 6 veto holder or voter realize that Angela is, in fact, the best bet to win in the end? If Angela doesn't win the veto, will people realize that? I mean, I don't know why all of a sudden that with her sitting there, they would realize this, Taryn.
Yeah, I mean, I think Casey already plans on evicting Angela. I don't think that's going to change. JC plans on it. I think he already knows that Angela is the easiest to beat. I think both Casey and JC both know that Angela is the easiest to beat, but they still want her gone. Tyler is the one person. I don't think he's going to realize it once he wins the veto. I think he's already decided what he's going to do, or at least he's decided, he's gone through the thought process of the logic behind each decision. So I don't think it's going to be like, oh, it just hit me. Angela is the easiest to beat. Maybe I shouldn't take her. I don't think so. I think.
Yeah. By the way, I'm calling my shot now. If Tyler wins the veto, I think that he evicts Angela and takes Casey to the final three with him, based on his diary room tonight, where he said he wants to sit next to competition, and the fact that I think he can give some version of, I love you, Angela. We can pursue whatever we want on the outside, but I made a final two with Casey, and I have to get rid of you. Something like that. I think is something he would probably say, but I could be wrong.
You know, I also thought that Tyler was super lame in the previous episode when Angela was like, hey, I forgot a secret to tell you. my secret is I love you. And he was just like a lame Han Solo. He's like, oh, that's my secret too. Like, he did not repeat the words back to her. And I just thought, what is this guy's angle, Taryn? He's not like, you know, schmoopy, I love her, or he's not like, I want to get rid of her, or he's not like, hey, I'm just like, hey, Angela's good looking, but, you know, not as good looking as $500,000. Like, I just don't know what his angle is. So wishy-washy, Tyler.
I think it's this. Yeah, I mean, it's this idea that we don't know what he's going to do. I think we saw a bit of his true colors tonight when he was legitimately upset about having to vote Sam out. I think that's who he is. But he's just like his head is in the game so much that he tries to avoid feeling those things as much as possible. And then also, I feel like the producers are avoiding showing us what his plans are, because if we did, it might be a little too predictable. I feel like they don't need to worry about that anymore.
Yep.
And maybe that's why we got a little more of a taste tonight. But I think that's probably what we're looking at.
All right. Let's take another question. Let's go to Cecile. What part of the veto made Angela and Casey cough so much when the feeds came back? Brent, do you have any idea what this was?
Apparently there was some smoke. When you saw Tyler begin the competition, there was some smoke like towards his feet. And I think that some of that, you know, sort of made its way up, and it caused some of them to cough.
Like a Big Brother Canada issue, Taryn?
Yeah, and we don't even know that they showed these competition runs in order either. So they may have had more smoke for somebody's competition run than less for the others after they realized how much smoke there was and it was making them cough. I think that's basically what it was.
Yeah, it shouldn't be surprising that the thing that caused health issues was not very visible on the show.
Okay. James, do you guys think that Tyler did it on purpose so JC would take the shot at Angela, allowing him to get the blood on his hands so Tyler would not?
What are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense. Like, in doing so, he's now getting the blood on his hands, because JC's HOH, JC can't vote. I mean, it doesn't matter, and the nominations don't even matter, because whoever wins the veto, the other two are automatically nominated. So Tyler should have tried to win in order to keep the blood off of his hands. If he won, then, you know, who cares what happens with the veto, because probably JC's not going to win it, and he doesn't care which one of them wins, because they're both going to take each other to the final three, and he has a final two deal with one of them and is in love with the other. So, you know, with all respect, no, that is not what he was doing. He did not try to throw it, and he tried to get the answer right. You saw at the end, he like pointed over to JC. He was bitter about the fact that he lost HOH.
Okay. This is from Teton Jones. How many bodies can you hide in the Sugar Shack?
I don't get it.
That's Sam's house.
Sorry.
Sam is out of the house now, Teton Jones.
Yeah,
you make those jokes, not us.
We
loved Sam. We rooted for her the whole season.
That shows how much of a non-entity she was.
Teton Jones.
We
had Sam's back the whole season.
We
yelled at all the haters.
Yeah, for those of us, for those of you that are no longer with us because you're now in my basement,
everybody, please remember to feed the people tied up in my basement. Wow. I'm going to be the Hearts of Reality. Okay.
Take the pieces of you that I'm going to have and feed them to those of you that are not with us anymore.
All of you are going to be fed to the fish. Yeah. All right. Stan's Funeral Moonvest says, was getting Brett out a mistake?
No.
Biggest blindside of the season, though, right?
It was interesting. It was great. I loved it on the double eviction. I mean, it wasn't what I wanted to have happen, but it was an amazing move to watch. It took a fluke competition win by 1 point with somebody who'd never won a competition before in order to foul up their plans. That's what it took tonight.
Yeah, if Brett was still here, this would have been worse. Brett is a lot more capable of winning any of these competitions than JC. If it was Brett and JC in the house, they could have interrupted the winning streak of Tyler. They probably would have been evicted, one of them, a lot sooner than Final Four. So definitely not a bad move to take Brett out.
Brent, you know what'll be great when if JC wins, when you know the just sort of like revisionist history of all of JC's plans that worked, of just like the story of Big Brother 20 from JC's perspective. I manipulated everyone. I made them fat. It all worked. They couldn't win. They were too sluggish at the end. I won the comp. I did it.
The fat strategy finally kicked. That's why he's finally winning competitions. They were too fat.
Their fingers were too fat for the button.
If he wins that final three endurance competition, he's going to be like, hey, they had some extra pounds.
I agree with you, though, that it's going to be a little annoying because we know that he was running out of runway and he kind of fluked himself into the final three here with this win. It counts, but it wasn't his plan the entire time.
Man, JC win, but Tyler has to vote out Angela at the final four, and then they break up, and she's doesn't take him back after the season, and Tyler is like, I didn't win, and I didn't get the girl. This sucks.
And I'm 10 pounds heavier.
I got fat. It sucks.
That would be great if Tyler lost and he didn't get the girl. Oh,
Tyler, darkest timeline.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll hang out with you after the season, Tyler. Kieran wants to know, will JC pull a Paris and win the season? Brent, would you compare the two? What would get you more worked up?
No, you don't even have to listen to me. You can listen to the runner-up of Big Brother Candidate 6. Kayla said that, yes, this totally reminds me JC's win of when Paris won. Paris hadn't won a competition in the entire Big Brother Canada, I don't think, right?
Yeah.
And then won at the
But final. You don't have a Kayla in the race. You don't have anybody that you're going to be mad that they didn't get the votes.
Angela could become a Kayla if she got rid of Derek. I mean, Tyler.
Taryn's not going to be like interviewing Scotty and you're going to jump on and say like, Scotty, you were bitter.
The only person the only person I would do that to would be Fessy, and he already knows he screwed up. So, you know.
I expected so much of you, Fessy.
Taryn doesn't let me on the exit interviews anymore.
I wonder why.
I was one and done.
All right. What the bleep? HOH winners have gone on to be in the final two since its introduction season. Derek the winner, Steve the winner, Paul the winner. I mean, Taryn, first of all, small sample size, and also it's what, a 1 in 4 chance?
1 in 3.
These are not very good statistics to be looking at.
Junk science. Connie says, after JC's speech, Tyler might need to join the Me Too movement. We're not going to mock Me Too movement. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Moving
Thank
on.
You. All right. By Robot says, at Rob Sesternino, will you be going by your full legal name, Rob Sesternino Moonvest? No, I am Rob Sesternino Chen. I have picked up the Chen. So thank you for that. Jonathan says, has Tyler's idea of taking a big threat to the finals to show off the jury been done before and been successful? Yeah.
What is he talking about? Did you understand?
We already called him the Woo.
Yeah.
Cody, I think, tried that strategy, right? Let's see. Yeah.
This is never a successful strategy. The times that people have tried it, it has failed them. I don't think it's ever worked that somebody intentionally took somebody who they knew had more votes and then they still won. Maybe Josh last season, but it was definitely not the same kind of thing by any means. So, this is not a good strategy.
The U.S. reality show where the jury said, we were going to vote for you, but you tried to pull a funny little trick and brought somebody to the end that didn't deserve it. We voted for the person that didn't deserve it. That's it. Nice try. You voted out the best player. Now you have to pay.
People, they lose perspective in the house, and they think, okay, well, what is the best thing for me to do? What is the moral thing for me to do? You can see Tyler's already struggling with the fact that this is where the rubber meets the road, because he's now having to break all of these final twos with people that he had final twos with. And if he gets to the end, I think he's having a hard time closing. That's the problem I see, Taryn. He's played a great first two thirds of the game. I've seen him make mistakes in the final third of the game, and yet he still may win. It's like with Casey. I thought she was making mistakes, she was making the wrong moves, and yet I still thought that there was a great chance she could win the game in spite of all that. Same thing with Tyler.
Who was the voice in the room that was saying, we have to get rid of Sam, not JC, Taryn? Who can we pin this blame on?
It was Brett, really. It was Brett more than anyone.
It was Brett's plan. He was gone.
There was a lot of momentum. Brett made a lot of points about why they should get rid of Sam before JC, before he left. And then they repeated those points after Brett was already gone.
And let's get back to the cuddling, Tangela. Don't think this through.
Yeah. And then it was Casey and Angela who echoed those sentiments a lot more. I think Tyler has really, he's really adapted all season long the strategy of, if I'm good either way, I'm not going to push. We saw that from the get-go when Scotty won HOH and he did not push, to prevent Brett and Winston from going up on the block. If he feels like I could go this way, I could go this way, it's fine either way, I'm going to let you guys make the decision, then he will absolutely do that. So I think that's what happened here.
Yeah, so interestingly, so that Brett was like planting the seeds of how he needed to keep JC as a number. Brent, was he like giving them bad intel about why they needed to get rid of Sam instead of JC to sort of keep JC in the mix because that was an important number for Brett?
No, well, I mean, JC certainly was an important number for Brett, but I think from his perspective, it was the perspective of most people in the house, in that Sam has been, you know, befriending everybody and trying to say, you know, I'm not part of the game, I'm not really, you know, playing here, and that they thought that she is a really somewhat of a jury threat in a way that they need to be careful of. So they want to get her out sooner than later because they don't want somebody like her fluking her way to the end, because if she gets to the end, then she's going to win. So it's better to get her out sooner than later. And JC hadn't won anything. Sam, again, I know it doesn't mean much, but she had won one competition. And I think that ultimately swayed them. And Terrence's right, too. The sheer inertia of it all. The fact that, you know, okay, we were going to get rid of Sam, but then we decided to backstab Brett and get rid of him, but we still kind of want to get rid of Sam. It just sort of just kept going that way, and Sam couldn't be bothered to try to change it. She put in a little work with Casey, like, hey, use the veto on me, but, you know...
Casey does not use vetoes, Brent.
Yeah, I know, right? She does not, because you know.
Let's go end this meeting.
You don't want to upset the house.
Yeah, Brett had two main points. One was JC has done so much work for us. He's been so loyal. We owe him another step further. Whereas Sam has always been this wild card that has voted against us at times. So we owe JC the loyalty. And then the second point is
you owe them nothing.
Yeah. The second point is JC is a lot worse at competitions. English is his second language. We know Sam can win a final, an endurance competition. So for those reasons, we need to get rid of Sam. And then it was mostly Angela and Casey that were thinking more in terms of Sam. She always hangs out with the person being evicted. She's going to be a big jury threat if the jury is bitter. And so those three points combined all kind of equal, you know, Let's get Sam out over JC.
JC loves cursing and he loves gossip and remembering what people say. So this was this competition was right in his wheelhouse.
It was. He seemed to know what he was doing. I mean, what do you got? Like 5 questions right out of 7. So I was pleased.
I think it might have been 4.
It was 5-4-3.
5-4-3. Okay. Yeah. Taryn, which Big Brother 20 contestant should replace Julie Chen on The Talk?
On The Talk. JC?
Caitlin. JC. Come on. Gotta be Caitlin.
JC on The Talk.
Oh my God. I couldn't even understand it. Is that what he said, Taryn? Because she asked him, what do you want in your HOH basket? I thought he said Mars bars, but he said protein bars. Is that what he said?
I don't know.
Yeah, he said protein bars.
Protein bars. Okay.
Also, this was a great JC soundbite from the episode, from his speech tonight.
Thank you to CBS, everyone, etc. And let me go to the point because I really have to pee.
What?
You had to pee.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I was like, did I hear that correctly? Tyler's my boyfriend. Production won't let me touch him. Whatever. I love how I called him out. That was great.
And then later on today on The Talk, Dr. Phil will be here. Going to be a very exciting show. Season 9 of The Talk continues after this.
Only on CBS.
Only on. He can do that. Yeah, he knows how to do that.
Okay. Torrance Armstrong says, does JC have enough votes from the jury to win the game? Bailey and Scotty won't vote for him, right? No, he does. Can he beat KC?
I think KC's probably his toughest beat.
What he has going for him, if he can get to that final two, he has like the Sandra Diaz Twine energy going for him, where and probably in a lot of different ways, but in that when they're like, we were part of an alliance, it was called Level 6, we annihilated all of Faute, we won 10 competitions in a row, it's like, yeah, well, I am not part of a Level 6, I am a lone wolf in this game. It's like, yeah, I want to vote for the guy who was not part of Level 6.
Yep, I'm totally with you. I think it's a great comparison.
He's the third party candidate.
I don't know how he would respond to the questions. I mean, I had trouble hearing him when I was listening to.
That's a good thing for him. I think the less you can understand him, the better. Because he'll be just all energy. Like, what did he say? I don't know. Okay, let's vote for him.
Yeah, and then afterwards, Fessy will be like, I don't know. He was like saying words over and over, and I just kind of assumed that he was saying the right thing.
The question, though, no, I think that Bailey and Scotty could totally vote for JC. I know that they were a little hot with him at times during the house, but I think both of them could vote for him.
He could, although. I think they have the thing where when he's up there in the final two speech, I controlled every single vote. I got every single person out of the house. I was the manipulator of the whole season. Like,
I think they don't care. Cause Josh, in his speech, and he like forgot for 15 seconds and they still voted for him,
right.
So.
It could be like a Australian Survivor 2016 where it doesn't matter if you're delusional, as long as it sounds good. And sure, you got our vote. Okay. Sure. Let's see. Oh, Ali Giancola, what's the opposite of blanketing? Ali, very excited about this this final four outcome.
I think the opposite of blanketing was JC's celebration. Like,
I loved it. Oh, it was great.
Oh, suck it!
And they're all pretending to be happy for him.
Yeah, Tyler picks him up like, "Oh, my little buddy." Oh, you can
see Tyler like as soon as he realizes that JC won. You see him; he's annoyed, and then you see his face. He's preparing, and he's like, "All right, here we go."
Yep.
And then he runs over and he grabs him. Yeah.
But then I'll be back in, cuddling with Angela, 10 minutes later.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Jessica, she smells like a baby. Jessica says, can we just take a minute and think about Brett's reaction when he sees someone from Level 6 walk into the jury house before JC? He'll be pumped up, right?
Oh, he'll be great. So you weren't three steps ahead, apparently.
I hated that so much, friends. I'll say one step ahead, and then you say, this is two steps ahead. So lame, Tangela. Tyler, I was rooting for you. I have you in the draft, Tyler. I'm like JC with Brent. He was great this season. He was terrible. And he was so exciting in terms of that he would like his story was that he was the guy that like was working in the restaurant and there was a problem over here and there was a problem over here and there was a problem over here and the whole house was on fire and he was the guy who was running from room to room trying to sort it all out. And then he's just in bed with Angela 24/7.
Rob just hates it so much, Darren.
Hate it so much. Okay. Sorry. All right.
Rob,
sorry.
He's two steps ahead of you.
I guess I'm two steps ahead.
That was one of those things where I didn't think he was going to say it. I really thought, because I thought it was terrible to say. It made Brett look like
a jack. No, it was worse. We got to see them say, and then I'll say two steps ahead.
I know, like, right? Oh. I know. But I was convinced he wasn't going to say it. I thought he was going to forget to say, quote unquote, forget, and then say, I didn't remember. I got too nervous or something like that. Because it's a terrible thing to say. And then he went and did it.
So shot out of a cannon talking about Tangela tonight. Okay. All right. I was worried I might be low energy. this is late on East Coast time. All right. Let's see. What's coming up? First one out. Goliath preview. Taryn has been busy, hard at work, mashing the editing buttons together to bring you Josh Wiggler's latest installment of First One Out, The Storm, Slam Town. Get ready. Over 3 hours of all about what's going on with the Goliath tribe. Can't wait. wait to dive into that one. Of course, Up on Rob has a podcast. And then tomorrow, I will be back with Danny and Tyson. Actually, no, I will be back with those guys. And I'll be recording that, I believe, noon Eastern. I got to do the conversion. But I'll be back with Danny and Tyson tomorrow for News AF. And hopefully, we'll have our eyes open on tomorrow's episode. Thursday morning, live feed update. Taryn is going to be firing away tonight when the feeds come back on. Taryn, what's your plan tonight?
Back on Twitch, hopefully. Hopefully there's stuff to talk about. Okay. So the feeds should be up by midnight tonight. And we had a great time on Twitch after the roundtable last night, Brent and I. I'll go back up on Twitch.
You Twitch too, Brent?
I guessed it, and I was like the guy in the corner with the
hold on. Guys did the live feed update this morning. You did the LFC roundtable without Melissa last night, and then you did on Twitch. I mean, you guys are together more than Tyler and Angela at this point.
Melissa was gone, so that was why she wasn't there.
But don't you get sick of talking to each other?
Well, no.
Not when JC wins an HOH.
Yeah, I think so. Mostly it's like me 3/4 of the time talking and Taryn 1/4 of the time talking. So like Taryn like knows how to handle me. He just lets me go on, and I wasn't on RHAP, so I could, you know, I could be uncensored on Twitch. It was a lot more fun. Not that this isn't fun.
Well, what do you have to say that I don't let you say?
Well, you know, you don't want to know. I had no idea Casey Colvin from Big Brother 13 was such a gem in Taryn's eye.
Casey, who's Casey?
I'm trying to remember her name. I barely remember her. And then you were like I asked you like who the hottest girl ever from Big Brother, and you're like from the last 10 years. And you're like,
she had a weird voice though, right? She had a voice
he was right there. Yeah. He instantly knew who it was.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, come on.
She's that early.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then what else? Oh, and then tomorrow night. What's going on? Are you guys both back tomorrow night?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I'll see you then.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys going to talk on the phone during the day tomorrow?
No. I have tried. Taryn knows. I have tried to get guests to come on and chill with us and talk about Big Brother. All of them turn me down. So it's me and Taryn. That's what you got.
That's fine. I was very disappointed that we were supposed to talk to Erica Landon last week, and it didn't work out. So hopefully somewhere along the way, we'll be able to get back with Erica Landon. Of course, tomorrow night, we are going to be back here to talk about who's going to the final three. Do we want to make a call on who's going to go out next?
No.
Okay.
I think that, I'm going to make a call. I'm going to say Angela wins the veto and she cuts Casey, and that Tyler and Angela go to the final three. Actually, I think that would be the best thing for Tyler if Angela won the veto, because she does cut Casey. Yeah. Because she would eliminate the mistake that he's about to make from the game. And because he can't take JC, so he would definitely take Angela to the end, and he would win.
So what's your official call?
Angela's going to win the veto. Casey's going to be out at final four.
All right, Taryn, what do you think?
Let's go out and final four.
I don't have a call.
He's already made his call.
I guess I'll say, you know, I think there's like a 50% chance that Casey goes home.
Don't be fancy Fencerton.
All right, so I'm saying Casey. I'm saying Casey.
Casey, who won the veto?
Tyler.
Okay. Yeah, I think the same thing. I think Tyler wins the veto, and I think that Angela tells him basically, if you vote me out, we're done. And then he votes out Casey, and she will let's go to the jury house.
If she goes out tomorrow night, if the feeds come back and we know she's going home, I mean, it's going to be such a...
Well, will you know?
Well, maybe not. I mean, you know, it depends on who won the veto. If it's Angela, definitely. If it's Tyler, we will not.
I'm sure that he's going to be telling both. If it's Tyler, that he's going to be telling both of them, oh, you're good. Oh, don't worry.
Probably. I think usually you can kind of tell if he's going to
vote out my friends. Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't talk to the camera, so it's even harder to decipher what he's going to do. But I feel like we'll probably be able to discern what's happening.
Yeah. And for the record, Vegas's tweets about Angela and her in the diary room, the tweets are saying that Angela is talking about cutting Tyler at the final. Like according to the tweets.
According to Vegas, the spoiler.
Seriously considering cutting Tyler. Obviously.
She's being played. Yeah.
Yes. Take it with a huge amount of salt, but that's the information that's being reported.
All right, here's the information that I want to know. Brent, why did what's going on with Vegas the Spoiler not being on Twitter? Why did they get banned?
Because some idiot reported them and and they timed it right at the time when we would probably need the spoilers, so then that forced Vegas to get an alternate account. I talked to Vegas on DM, and we're like this, Rob. So
oh, who's closer, you in Vegas or you in Taryn?
That's close.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably me in Vegas. I talked to Vegas. I love Vegas. She's great. Yeah. But, I don't know. The same person that got Hamster's Watch shut down Vegas. So,
We don't know who that is.
We don't know who that is.
That's another mystery now.
It's like the PLO. There have been claims of responsibility, but, we can't verify it.
Whose claim? Who is it? Swaggy C?
Not Swaggy C.
I liked when Swaggy C was mad that Tyler said that Brett getting voted out was the biggest blindside of the season.
I thought it was fun. I agree. That was very fun. I think it was more fun when Swaggy said yesterday, I'm out. This will be my last post on Twitter. Girl, bye.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
DNA day.
And then and then he already came back?
And then JC1HOH. And he was like, oh.
Yeah.
He was like, I know that I said, but then this happened. So.
Taryn, I think you should scoop Swaggy C and get Bailey's mom for the Taryn show. You should do like an hour with Bailey's mom. Go an even longer interview with Bailey's mom. Get Bailey's dad for the Taryn show.
I'll get them both together.
It's like, okay, Bailey's mom, tell me about what was high school like for you? Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay.
I'll just say this. I love it that he started typing and tweeting when JC won, because Swaggy is more fun when he's happy and fun. Like, he is salty Swaggy is no fun for me. I like Swaggy that's having a good time and that's like razzing people and is bragging about him. He's cocky. He's very cocky. Yes. Right now.
We have spoilers.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Do. Here we go. We don't have to do the whole thing. Okay. What do you got, Taryn?
Vegas has tweeted that Casey has won her fifth Power of Veto.
Let's go.
Unbelievable. I mean, I set it up for four unbelievable. She is a machine. It is just stunning to me.
And she's going to vote out Angela.
Yeah.
As far as we're aware, the feeds have been down for a while now. Something theoretically could have changed, but I would not expect it.
What does JC want her to do?
JC wants her to evict Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And Tyler is going to say vote Angela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then how does this change things?
It means that Tyler
JC,
definitely
I feel like
needs-
is drawing dead.
What's that?
I feel like that JC, it's going to be very hard for him to outmaneuver Casey and Tyler, who, if they want to take each other to the final two.
He needs to win, yeah.
He has to win part one. It's part one or nothing. We're going to know very quickly whether or not he's in, because he's not going to win part two. So he has to win part one, and you know that he can definitely win part three. Mm-hmm. It was basically like tonight with What the Bleep, A or B. So, I mean, Rob, anything can still happen. JC could definitely win the game. I know it looks like he's up against the gauntlet with Tyler and Casey, but he can still win.
I feel like Tyler versus Casey is the least interesting possible final two.
And that's
coast to coast, baby.
That's what we're going to get. Yeah. And the worst part about this is, the suckiest part about this result is that now Tyler doesn't have any blood on his hands. Now Angela's going to go to the jury. She's going to be a vote for Tyler. He can say, I was going to keep you till the cows come home, but he won't have to prove it. I wanted Tyler to have to win the veto. I'll be very interested to see if he threw it. I don't think he would throw it, but because he was definitely safe, most likely, with both of these women. And he probably knew that, but it's another thing to know it, and it's quite another to throw the veto. So this is great for Tyler. I think it would have been better for Angela to win, but it's second best result. It's Casey winning, evicting Angela. Now he gets her vote, and he doesn't have to do it himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Tyler needs to do now is prep Angela for her talk with the jury. He needs to tell her, this is what you need to say to the jury. Tell them about this. Tell them about this. Tell them that you were always going to be loyal. You know, all of the things that she needs to say to get the jury to understand what he did in the game, because she will want Tyler to win and she will campaign for him in the jury, which will definitely help his chances.
He'll need it because, I mean, with a fifth veto win and an HOH, I mean, my God, I mean, she has to have a record. James won five vetoes, and that's the, and I know that's the record. So she's tied the veto key.
Yeah, she's tied the top in a single season. Veto. I think Janelle is in there.
Will Angela have any reasonable expectation, Taryn, that KC would vote out Tyler at that point?
She might. There's definitely a chance.
She might be mad.
I think she'll be mad at Casey for sure. And Tyler needs to be careful about what he tells Angela, in terms of prepping her for the jury.
Didn't tell his boo that he had a final two. Not good.
That's true.
Always got to tell your boo about your final two.
I could see Casey wanting to be like, Tyler, we need to sit down and tell Angela about our final two before I vote her out.
Let's go.
It's essentially this is Derek and Cody evicting Caleb, right? Like, so that'll be interesting. So yes, it's Paul, Danny, and Janelle all have five veto wins in a single season. Casey is now up there as well as the fourth person.
Unbelievable, considering she had won nothing up until the hacker competition, which started when the jury was starting. Yeah. Oh my God.
She won five vetoes in 5 weeks. She just missed out
on fire.
Division. Yeah.
All right. Wow. Of course, big thanks to everybody in our Robin's Podcast patron community as well. Keeps all of this podcasting going on. For more information about the benefits of becoming a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, go to robhasawebsite.com/patron. Again, big thanks. Heard from so many of the patrons over this past week, especially Nicole as well. She really appreciates all of your thoughts this past week. I've had so much fun being back with you guys tonight. I really missed being on the podcast, and I'm so happy with at least this turn of events where that at least we have hope, Brent, for something interesting down the stretch.
Yep. They've got to win part one. If they can win part one, they can probably lock it in. I think there's no chance that either of them takes JC to the end. So JC's got to win it. It's win or go home at this point for him. But I thought also this makes it even harder for Tyler to win now that she has this amazing set of comp wins, a great social game. And she's been, she's handled everybody. It cannot be overstated how well Casey has handled people going out of the house. Look, Tyler's done well, great social game, but I think Casey's right there with him. She's been more boring to watch, but, she brought it when she had to. It's the Rob Cesternino strategy of going to sleep, being the furniture, and then coming on strong when you need to. So
taking a catchphrase, hammering it into the ground.
Yeah, that was Singbot's fault. Yeah.
Taryn, who do you think will have more future Big Brother appearances after the season on Future Editions? Andy Herron or winner KC? Which winner will Big Brother celebrate more?
KC.
All right.
I'm really hoping she lets her hair down. Like, literally.
Literally and figuratively.
One time. Yeah, she did it one time and she looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, she needs a makeover.
Brent, over under Let's Go t-shirts sold after the season. Over under level 6.
I have to think over. I'll take the over on that because she's
more than 6.
Yeah, oh more. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, yes. I think so. Look, I think that she has a lot of appeal, okay? As I said last night with Taryn, she's a woman, number 1 in the year of 2018. She's a person of color. And she's part of the LGBT community. I mean, she checks all the boxes, and she's got a great... She didn't, like, coast to the end based on some guy. She won herself there. It's coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
Yes.
Coast to coast. Coast.
It's so weird, because she has everything that I would want to stand in a great female winner of Big Brother, but yes, she's so boring.
Not really a personality.
I know. Right? How did she get on the show?
That's a good question. she just got in the room. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Put me on the show. Let's go.
Oh, God. Boy.
All right. So much fun. Thank you so much to Scott St. Pierre, all the hard work, especially over this past week. And of course, You can join, stay up late, put your pajamas on with Taryn here in a little bit. And of course, if you have to go to bed, if you go to work in the morning, then of course you can catch the live feed update at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.